It's a pretty frigid December afternoon, and a couple dozen volunteers are busy unloading a U-Haul truck outside J.W. Ray Learning Center in Old East Dallas. They're delivering supplies to the elementary school, stuff like chairs, shelves, gym equipment, and laundry detergent. Lots of detergent.
Each employee, we all contributed a large container of laundry detergent, a package of dryer sheets, and then $20 to go toward playground equipment.
That's Lauren McGowan. She's a designer at Looney & Associates, a Dallas architectural firm. Her boss and president of the firm, Jim Looney, reached out to the district recently after hearing about a Dallas school that received a washer and dryer. Looney bought J.W. Ray Learning Center, a five-minute drive from his company, a washer and dryer. Then he got his staff to donate other items.
You know, it never dawned on me that something as simple as that, clean clothes, you know, what an impact that made on a child's life, especially in their performance in school.
So far, five schools in the Dallas School District have received a washer and dryer, and 20 to 30 more Dallas schools will be getting them next year. Tom Hayden oversees volunteer and partnership services for the Dallas School District. He says many families can't afford washers and dryers or don't have the time or money to get to laundromats.
There are certain communities, the public would be surprised to know, that don't have washers and dryers at their home. And a lot of times families don't have the resources to ensure that their kids are coming to schools in clean uniforms. Not all, but a few. And then that's a stigma that creates for them.
Whirlpool, the appliance company, recently started putting washers and dryers in selected schools across the country. The company got involved after a principal in Missouri asked for a donation because she found kids were embarrassed to come to school in dirty clothes. Whirlpool tracked the students whose clothes were cleaned. The company found that more than 90% of the students had improved attendance, and teachers reported that 89% of the students participated more in class. Hayden hopes for the same results in Dallas.
The main reason we do that is that it helps improve attendance in the school. And so anything we could do to have a kid sitting in a chair to learn, that's what we're going to do.
Adela Cox is the principal at J.W. Ray, where students wear uniforms. The washer and dryer are located in the counselor's office. She says different school employees take turns and wash clothes.
Some students come to school with their uniforms that they wore the day before and maybe 2 days ago, or they've worn them all week. And so they need to freshen them up. And so in order to freshen them up, we would need to wash them and give them back to them.
J.W. Ray Learning Center wanted to thank the employees of Looney & Associates for their washer and dryer and other donations. So they held a rally inside the gym. Students like 10-year-old Danielle Shaw Williams says the washer and dryer are a big help.
I thought that it was nice for them to help the school out and give us a washer and dryer to help the kids when their shirts get dirty and their pants get dirty so they can help us.
These machines won't just clean kids' uniforms. School officials say they'll help wash away the stigma of dirty clothes. Stella Chavez, KERA News.